Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 24th of August, recording at 9:44 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, what about the highlights here in another dramatic day? The Asian stock markets were weaker. Hang Seng, one of the bigger declines, down 2.6%, almost canceling out yesterday's gains. European stock markets, however, were firmer with some decent gains here, including 2.69% for the German DAX index. UK FTSE 100 was up nearly 1.5%. In the Americas, bit of a seesaw day. The markets were firmer initially on better than expected durable goods orders. They came in plus 4% when the expectation had been for plus 2%. Then those gains were gradually eroded, followed by some time in the minus column. Well, then Wall Street picked up in the last hour and pushed quietly but firmly higher. I think it was helped a little bit by some slightly better information on house prices. And we wound up with the Dow and the S&P up about average of 1.3% and the NASDAQ a little less, 0.88%. Long-dated government bonds tumbled in here today. The 30-year Treasury bond future is down 2 19/32 seconds as I speak. So it's a downward dynamic. Gilts are also down. Bunds down. And precious metals, tough day in here for the precious metals sector, following yesterday's downside key day reversals for gold, platinum, and silver. All three were considerably weaker in here today. Gold, as I speak, is trading not far off its lows. It's at 1755. It's down over $72. Silver is trading at $39.76. That's down $2.50. Platinum is trading at $18.14. That's down over $65. Palladium, which has remained range-bound, is down $12 today. The U.S. dollar is not really the catalyst here. It's a little bit firmer, but only a little bit. The euro has dipped to 144.16. Sterling's dipped a little more to 163.73. The Aussie's dipped to 1.0473. Now, crude oil. Brent is hovering around that $110 level. The WTI reversed some early gains to close down 29 cents, or it's trading that at that level right now, 85.16, having been over a dollar and a half higher. Industrial metals mixed, though copper a little bit firmer. Grain and bean complex, small declines. Okay. What's going on here overall? Well, the interesting thing about stock markets right now is that we have trading ranges following Le Deluge, which occurred earlier in the month. And today's action has indicated that support is still being encountered near those lows that we saw on the 8th and 9th of August. That's certainly the case in Europe and the USA at any rate. And the big question, Marcus, I've mentioned in previous audios, is are these ranges, are they first steps beneath the top formations, as one would normally expect following a top formation completion? Or, with the help of high-frequency trading, was there such a big shakeout that that was climactic and ended the decline, and we're now in a support-building phase following a significant, or prior to a significant rally? I think the odds favor the former, because we have a certainly economic slowdown. We have the real probability, near certainty, of lower corporate profits during the second half of the year on average. That's all in response to the earlier spike in commodity prices, and too many of the commodity prices remain uncomfortably high. I have said in recent audios that I didn't think there was much in the way of catalysts, although one subscriber makes the interesting point, and I think I also commented on this, although not quite as enthusiastically as he did, that the statement by Fed Governor Ben Bernanke that he was prepared to leave interest rates, short-term interest rates, where they are, if necessary. People have said, well, that's kind of a partial QE3. And the subscriber's email, which you'll see in comment, states that that so undermines savings that it's probably a bigger stimulus than the first two combined. I wouldn't go that far, but it's certainly a tailwind for stock markets, but also other asset prices overall. We still have plenty of volatility, and that probably frightens more people than it attracts. Certainly, it did during the first half of the month when we had that big downdraft. And these patterns, individual patterns, have not yet developed enough support, indeed, if they are developing support, to sustain challenges of the top formations, in my opinion. So I think the market outlook is, in terms of valuations, has definitely improved somewhat, despite the near certainty of some lower corporate profits or at least below the recent estimates during the second half of the year on average. The dividends have improved. There are a number of autonomies, as I have referred to them recently, these big successful multinational companies. And the U.S. has most of them. Japan has some, although Japan's big multinational companies are hamstrung by the strength of the yen right now. Germany would have the next biggest collection of them. Old favorites like Siemens, which I bought in my trading account in 2008 and 2009, or certainly in 2009, if not 2008, and a class act like BMW. Valuations are improving here. So this is creating more opportunities for long-term strategic investors. If you do go in, however, I would only nibble and I wouldn't pay up for anything. My hand is stayed at the moment. I'm watching with interest, and will certainly put some additional money in the market if it comes somewhat lower. But I'm cautious here right now. This has been bear market action, and I don't see any evidence that it's over, although I'm not expecting any big disaster here overall. And although one might look at the squabbling over within U.S. politics and the debt problems and the high unemployment problems, and look at Euro's sovereign crises, and one could be forgiven for thinking that, well, this really is a complete disaster. But I would point out that I think despite the bank's problems, they're in better shape than they were in 2008. I don't think we're going to have another Lehman moment. I think that lesson was well and truly learned overall. But basically, the big improvement, a big difference, is in these multinationals. And they're lean, mean, and profitable. And that's what we invest in, not the economies, as I've a point I've made over and over and over again. Now, if those bond prices continue, government bond prices continue to come down, and as I say, they fell very sharply in here today after an overextended advance, I think that would be positive in terms of overall sentiment, because at the recent low yields that we've seen, UK 10-year gilt yields falling to their lowest level, I think, in 90 years, I read, and the US 10-year pushing briefly below its 2008 low, that's discounting a whole lot more economic deterioration than I think is on the cards, put it that way. And the impact of those low yields is that people say, oh my God, you know, things are really much worse than we thought. Well, markets, you know, that's a possibility, but markets have a history of overreacting in both directions. Now, what about gold and platinum and silver? Well, gold had that key day reversal yesterday, as you know. We had downside follow-through in here today, and actually the follow-through was even bigger than the key reversal setback. So that ensures a peak of at least near-term significance. And if we get a weekly key, which would require gold falling a bit further over the next couple of days, that would increase the possibility that we've seen a medium-term or multi-month peak, meaning the same thing, in gold bullion, and get a further reversion towards the mean. Now, there are influences here that affecting my thinking on this. Is that the end of the run for this cycle? Not for this cycle, but for this year. Well, I would doubt it very much, because we have the fourth quarter and the first quarter of the new year, which are very bullish periods for gold bullion. But one can make the case that the surge that we've seen since July was gold speeding up that cycle. And in other words, the move that would have ordinarily commenced in September has occurred earlier. Well, that's gives pause for thought, at least for me. But on balance, my hunch is that we get several weeks, possibly a few months of at most of ranging, and then I think we're going to get an additional run here to the upside. Gold was more overextended than platinum and palladium. I beg your pardon, than platinum and silver. I'll say that again. Gold was more overextended than platinum and silver. but I think those two are also going to see additional support building. And Silver has one of the better patterns overall, in my view, and I think we'll continue to maintain that. I might see a little bit of relative strength in here. And Platinum, which had that big run, having fallen briefly below the price of gold, then shot back up and through the top side of its very broad trading range, but it's been unable to maintain that move. So again, I think we're going to see more ranging here overall. The one that looks least interesting right now is palladium, and I've commented on several occasions that that chart is chart range right now, which has gone on for several months, is dominated by downward dynamics, and that gives it a bearish hue overall. And I don't see any chance of a break to new highs anytime soon by palladium, and it could easily underperform in here. Elsewhere, the grain and bean fundamentals are a little too strong for my comfort, in the sense that it means food and food price inflation, more food price inflation. And the chart patterns support that view as well. The Brent crude is still a headwind for the global economy, and that's still staying the hand of central bankers in China and India. And a catalyst that I would like to see before turning more bullish of stock markets, it will come, but I don't know when. Catalyst that I would like to see is a change in the monetary policy in those two countries, China and India. That would certainly happen if we were to get there the hard way with further weakness in stock markets and more crisis talks. I would hope that it came sooner rather than later, but hey, it's not my decision. And on that note, all the best.